This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We are rolling along in season six. This is episode 12 already as we get you ready for the start of the fantasy football season. A lot of general comments based off what happened in 2020 before we look ahead to 2021 or helping you form opinions for your draft in 2021. I am Todd Wright. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast season six is brought to you by Hooters. They were our presenting sponsor seasons 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'm happy to have them back, especially since they have a new location, 16070 State Road 54 in Odessa. Just to give you a few landmarks, just a little west of the Suncoast Parkway. I pass it on the way to Fox Hollow Golf Club, which is out in the Trinity area. So State Road 54, just west of the Suncoast Parkway, huge new location with a wonderful outdoor dining area, if that's what you prefer for any reason. If you would prefer to order online from any of the original Hooters brand locations in the greater Tampa Bay area, as it says on the front page, new website, same Hooters. Originalhooters.com. Click order, the orange icon in the upper right for easy online ordering. Thank you, Hooters, for your continuing sponsorship. Thank you, Bill Curry Ford, and specifically Sean Sullivan, for hosting what will be a big Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast draft night. I'm not giving the date and time on the air, because you need to be invited to play in one of those podcast leagues. They are being formed as we speak. I continue to get emails. The more emails I get, the more leagues we will have. Right now, I'm sort of on the edge of adding another league. So if you are interested, please email me at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Give me your full name, phone number, in case I need to follow up with you at any point via phone, your fantasy football experience, your enthusiasm. If you've played in a Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League before, Dan just reached out recently. Dan played in one of our leagues in 2018, couldn't make it in 2019, skipped over 2020. As we went down to one sort of all-star league. Thank you for the email, Dan. I will be in touch, yes or no. Like right now, I'll say it. Dan would be one of those in a new league we form, or be an alternate for one of the leagues currently planning to draft at Bill Curry Ford. Again, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. We will be drafting on the showroom floor of Bill Curry Ford. We will have it all to ourselves. We did this last year. It was terrific. There will be catering provided by Papa John's of Tampa Bay, by Payway. We got a lot going on. So if you would like to be a part of that, or we may have a different venue and a different date and time that has been proposed if we have enough interest in another league, email me if you're interested. No charge to play in any league, fantasy league, I've ever been associated with that I commission in my life. That is not changing. The podcast doesn't change that. Time doesn't change that. Sponsorship doesn't change that. Fantasy football, not only should you play it for free, but I've talked about this at length in previous years of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. The fact that fantasy football material, content, information from, let's just say, the major providers that have free online or streaming or cable options is now going to pay. They're taking advantage of it. Screw all them. No. This is about as main fantasy football has such a significant fan base that honestly, those major providers that have moved it to a subscription-based service, they're hurting their audience. They have things that they're airing or providing you for free, or your basic, say, cable or other charge online, or, you know, just it's out there, that aren't as popular as fantasy football. Now, I get it. It's like, okay, so they're taking – yeah. I don't like it. Everything – this podcast is free. My leagues are free. You doing your research should be free as well. If there are – for those that charge you, they should charge sponsors. That's why I have Hooters, and previous to that, Papa John's, and still Bill Curry Ford. I get what I need from them, so I don't have to charge you a thing. I remember a few years ago, I was getting tons of emails about advice to make, and once players were in the playoffs. And some even said, why are you doing this for free? And I said, because it's the right thing to do. And I will continue to do that. As long as you listen to the podcast, that's all that matters to me. So email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com if you want to play in one of our free podcast leagues. Thanks again to Hooters, Bill Curry Ford, Papa John's of Tampa Bay, Payway, everyone involved to keep these leagues going, to keep the podcast going. In episode 12 that we do today, we're coming off episode 11 where I talk about the top 10 wide receivers in my Todd Wright modernized standard scoring leagues, and how none of those top 10 changed uniforms in 2021. Now, the obvious name is, well, what about Julio Jones? Okay, Julio Jones was not a top 10 fantasy wide receiver last year. Calvin Ridley was wide receiver 4. And now your comeback is, well, he wasn't top 10 because he was hurt. Yeah, he seems to be hurt every year, right? And that's why some fantasy players and the Atlanta Falcons have moved on from Julio Jones, because he's not there every game. Look, I've owned him in the past. I know the monster games that he can produce. But would you rather have a guy that produces a monster game every 6 weeks, or someone who every week gives you a better than average chance of double digit points? I keep falling back on the players I want on my fantasy roster are the ones who touch the ball. And when it comes to quarterbacks, now you want the ones that not only touch it, but the ones who keep it until the whistle blows, right? Or make the big throws in terms of touchdown passes. You want the dual threat. We talked about that in a previous Todd Wright Fantasy Football podcast as well. So again, to recap, going back to episode 11, the top 10 wide receivers in my scoring settings from last year, in order, were Hill, Adams, Diggs, Ridley, DK Metcalf, Thielen, Evans, Jefferson, Hopkins, Robinson. None of those guys changed uniforms. And we may have overreacted. I say we, the collective us, and we talked about this too. DeAndre Hopkins, although his numbers dropped off at the end of last season, when you got your first red flag about what's going on in Arizona and is this whole Cliff Kingsbury, Kyler Murray thing going to work, sure, Murray did play hurt the last month to two months of the season, 2-5. Other than a Hail Mary, they're 1-6. So Hopkins fell to 9, but his targets were extremely high through the first at least half of the season. Hopkins had changed uniforms. Diggs had changed uniforms. Didn't matter. So, but those are the 10, and I love the stability. Now, within all that, we talked about Robinson is changing quarterbacks. He'll deal with Dalton until they get to Fields. Is anyone else dealing with a change in quarterback? No, well, Ridley's dealing with no Julio Jones at all. So Ridley makes what often is a difficult jump from a wide receiver 2 within his own team to a wide receiver 1. Clearly, last year, with or without Julio Jones on the field, he was a wide receiver one in fantasy football. Now, can he be a wide receiver one every game for the Atlanta Falcons? I'm going to be very interested in the variations of ADPs on Calvin Ridley this year with the Falcons. Again, also, new offense, new head coach, new coordinator, talented player, but he's dealing with a lot of change in Atlanta on what I perceive as a bad team. They are a bad team. All right, so no Julio Jones in this list, no Michael Thomas in this list, no Will Fuller in this list, all because of injuries last year. Michael Thomas was someone, and I know for those of you who drafted Michael Thomas last year and used, I'm going to guess, your second round pick on Michael Thomas, maybe even a late first round pick. You're shaking your head. You're like, I'm not dealing with that guy. And based on what's going on in New Orleans, I don't blame you because clearly there's an issue with Thomas and the Saints organization. And we're going from Drew Brees to Taysom Hill and Jameis Winston. And then remember they drafted Ian Book from Notre Dame, who I think is more in play here than most people think. Not week one, not week two, but Sean Payton doesn't take Ian Book and all Ian Book brings to the table. If Sean Payton doesn't think Book could potentially have a future with quarterbacking the New Orleans Saints. So there's just a lot going on with Thomas. Julio Jones, I mean, there are some, and I'm a big Tennessee Titans a fan because of Derrick Henry. I mean, I'm a believer of them. I still wonder, I don't know if Brady shot this one down too, when Brady said on that HBO show about a team that said no to him joining them as a free agent, and his response was, you're sticking with that motherfucker? I still wonder if it's the Titans. Because I was still of the belief, and I'll admit I was wrong, Brady was going to Tennessee. And they stuck with Ryan Tannehill. So just the vernacular of Brady saying, you're sticking with that motherfucker. I know still some people say it's Garoppolo and San Francisco, which now hedged their bets by trading up for the third pick and have Trey Lance. I still wonder if it was Ryan Tannehill in Tennessee. Tannehill hasn't been bad. I mean, the last couple of years, he's been better than Jimmy Garoppolo, but Garoppolo at least got to a Super Bowl. Tannehill's been close, doing it a lot, handing off to Derrick Henry, and with a good defense. It's not that Tannehill is a liability, but now, all right, you got A.J. Brown and Julio Jones. You got many people saying, you have the top two wide receivers in the NFL. I'm not in that camp. But what is Julio Jones and the move from Atlanta to Tennessee mean? I don't think Atlanta, you can't look at Julio Jones and say, well, Atlanta misused him. I haven't heard that. I don't believe that. I never thought that. You know, Matt Ryan, I just looked at this a couple of weeks ago. Career passing yardage all time. I think Matt Ryan is ninth, not among active quarterbacks, all time, active and retired. I think he's nine. So it's not like Matt Ryan wasn't throwing to Julio Jones. And those monster games add up. Sure, Ryan has had other targets, but Julio Jones was his number one guy. More than, right, any other wide receiver, any other pass catcher, I would say the most yards of Matt Ryan's career passing yards came via Julio Jones. So the point I'm making is, I know you look at the move to Tennessee, it's a Rams-type, Buccaneer-type, all-in move for the Titans. And I love when teams do this in football, because also with the nature of the NFL, why not You know, there was this thought a few years ago that when Seattle dismantled the Legion of Boom, it's like, oh, they're rebuilding. Did they stop winning? Now, I know they haven't been to a Super Bowl, but did they bottom out? No, they did not. They stayed as a contender and didn't bottom out. So, and sometimes you got to adjust for the cap. You know, the Tampa Bay Lightning are doing that in hockey right now. You know, it's a rough example. It's another sport, but sometimes you got to do it. And you make hard decisions. So I like what Tennessee did here. And, you know, we'll just see how many games Julio Jones can impact them, how many games he can help them win, what it means for A.J. Brown, what it means for Ryan Tannehill. There are some fantasy owners who worry what it means for Derrick Henry. I wouldn't. That's simple for me. I wouldn't. Titans aren't going to take the ball out of Derrick Henry's hands. No. Now, can they use a couple more play actions than they did before because Julio Jones is out there? Sure. Yeah. It's a couple. But the Titans' offense still belongs to Derrick Henry. You know, they learned their lesson the first few years when they underutilized him. All right, so, and then Will Fuller, boy, he's hurt more than Julio Jones, in my opinion. And where's Will now? Miami. You know, Will was a great DraftKings guy, you know, a daily fantasy guy where you can just play him on a week to week where you don't have to roster him, you're not counting on him. You didn't trade for him. You didn't spend a wide receiver two pick on him because, you know, when Will was healthy, Deshaun Watson and him had a real good thing going. And, you know, smart that Will's no longer in Houston based on how the Deshaun Watson thing is playing out, but how healthy he can be. Tua isn't the quarterback Watson is. It's sort of, I think it's a very significant year for Tua Tagovailoa. Off the top of your head, not a fantasy thing, although it might be, the backup to Tua Tagovailoa is who? Very good. Most of you know Fitzmagic is gone. He'll be the starter in Washington. I didn't know this until a few weeks ago. I had to look it up. It's Jacoby Brissett. That's why this whole Colts thing is a big question, because if they still had Jacoby Brissett, it'd be like, well, Jacoby will just play until Carson Wentz is healthy. No, he's not there anymore. Well, I'm not getting overexcited about Jacoby Brissett, but it would solve a big problem for the Colts if they had him, and they don't. So yeah, I would expect Brissett's next man up in Miami. If Tua gets hurt or Tua struggles, we saw him get the hook. Last year, same coach, good one, Brian Flores, done some very good things building that team back up. So there we are with Will Fuller. And as, let's just say, an even more exaggerated risk than a Julio Jones, where he's not as good as Julio Jones. He doesn't put up the monster games like Julio Jones, and he probably gets hurt more than Julio Jones. He's in Miami now. So acknowledging the injured guys, and then just acknowledging other injuries. We've already talked about running backs and quarterbacks. Dak, of course, went down midway through week five last year, so he's not in the top quarterback rankings, but you have to acknowledge him as one of those QB1s that you want to take a look at because he's such a dual threat. Similar to, basically, here's what I think you can do, where the top five quarterbacks last year and the top five overall in scoring in my modernized scoring settings were in order: Allen, Mahomes, Murray, Rodgers, and Deshaun Watson. Here's what I think we can do very simply. Take Watson out of the equation and put in Dak. If you just want to not forget about Dak, you'll apply Dak's injury and Watson's current situation where it kind of feels like he's not playing at all this year, whether he lands on the commissioner's list, whether he gets suspended by the league, whether the Texans just bench him, send him home. I don't know. He goes to jail. It just feels like Watson's not going to play. We have to feel that way until further notice. So take Watson from QB5 last year, insert Dak, because Dak actually was overall one at the time he went down with the foot injury. And then in terms of running backs, the top three last year, the elite were Kamara, Cook, and Henry. And then you dropped off to the likes of Robinson, Jones, Montgomery, Taylor, Jacobs, Hunt, and Chubb. You can't leave out Barkley, although he may not be ready for week one. That was news earlier in the week with the Giants. Christian McCaffrey, having Dak back will impact Ezekiel Elliott. Ezekiel Elliott may be playing for his future in Dallas also. I don't know if you're aware of the nature of the contract. It's a very smartly written deal. Zeke's salary for 2022 is already guaranteed. It was guaranteed by Zeke being on the roster this spring. So if the Cowboys want to move on from Ezekiel Elliott, they have to basically cut him a year in advance. And they're still on the hook then. They still owe him money for that year. So it's dead money. And you're paying him to go away. But that's the guarantee that he got to sign that extension. So don't leave Barkley, McCaffrey, and Zeke out of your conversation, whether you want to touch them or not. Just when you're looking at the top running backs from last year, they're not listed, and to a lesser extent, Austin Eckler, because they were injured last year. So I wanted to do this podcast on injured players from last year, and it would also apply to George Kittle, but we'll get to the whole Todd's opinion on tight ends in fantasy football in a future podcast. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Remember their new location in Odessa on State Road 54, just west of the Suncoast Parkway, and for easy online ordering in the greater Tampa Bay area from any of the original Hooters brand locations, visit originalhooters.com. Thanks for listening. Remember my email if you want to play in a podcast league is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com.